Module 7, Age. Ageism is defined as the act of discriminating against someone based on their age. As lifespans increase, so does the age of the workforce. Many seniors are not retiring when they hit 60s. People are working well into their 70s and 80s. Ageism can occur in the form of hiring practices, promotions, education, etc. Businesses today must ensure that ageism of any sort is not allowed in the work culture. Employer responsibility. Hiring employees of varied ages creates a much more versatile workforce. Employees of varying ages are able to relate to a wider variety of tasks, with more than one approach to completing the goals. For example, a young employee may only think of online answers to a problem, when an older employee may go out into the field and find the answer. One of an employer's responsibilities is to uphold the federal and state guidelines surrounding ageism in the workplace. Adherence to these laws is required, and the consequences for non-compliance are severe. The Age Discrimination in Employment Act is a federal law passed in 1967. This legislation ensures the fair employment of anyone regardless of their age. Here are some of the areas that the ADEA law covers for aging Americans. An employer cannot reduce the benefits or life insurance coverage. An employer cannot discriminate during a downsizing period. An employer cannot force an employee to retire early. HR and best practices. An excellent way for HR to curb the chances of ageism is to start with the hiring processes of the company. When designing the job descriptions for posting, be mindful of the adjectives that are used in describing the candidates that are needed. Words and phrases such as up-and-coming, young, and energetic should not be used. Ensure that the hiring policies include focus on hiring applicants that are hired on merit and achievements. Oftentimes, hiring managers hire more for who fits well on a team over skills. This will usually produce a team that is very similar in traits with very few unique ideas. Including a wide variety of ages in the workforce produces teams that are better troubleshooters, better communicators, and more successful in day-to-day tasks. Elephant in the room. There are many different stereotypes associated with the older employees. These generalizations are unfair and baseless. Older workers are often thought to be on the way out of the door of the company, unable to learn new ideas and processes, overqualified for entry-level positions, more apt to take sick leave. Most of these stereotypes are ideas that we have all grown up with for most of our lives. Everyone recognizes the pictures of the frail little old lady or the stories of the hard-of-hearing old man. We have been taught that older citizens are less capable and need assistance. These ideas are not true of everyone, just like other stereotypes. One cannot categorize an entire group of people by the characteristics of a few. Overcoming stereotypes. Changing stereotypes within a company that is ingrained as ageism stereotypes are difficult. This work culture of embracing all aged employees must begin from the top of the organization down. HR can assist with changing these ideas, with education of the employees to the real facts about older workers. Some examples would be: older workers actually take fewer sick days than the younger counterparts. Older workers have been proven to be more eager to use new technology and equipment. Older workers have shown to be more likely to come up with new innovations than younger employees. Case study. Hunter and Rory are both up for the supervisor position that just became available at ABC Company. Hunter believes because he recently got his business degree and did several internships with Fortune 500 companies, he is guaranteed the job. Rory has 30 years of work experience, with 20 of them being with ABC. With this under his belt, Rory feels there's no way anyone else could get the job. The two happened to be passing each other in the hallway and stopped to chat. They both talked about how excited they are about being considered for the role. Hunter told Rory that although Rory has been with the company a long time and has proven to be an excellent worker, he thinks the company is looking for a fresh perspective from someone new and young. Rory was shocked by what Hunter said, but didn't want to get into a conversation about it. Instead, he said, "Well, good luck to you, Hunter." The next day, the hiring decision was made and announced. Rory got the job. Hunter told some of his other coworkers that he was shocked that he didn't get the job, but understands that Rory will be a great asset in this position.